Welcome to the Viking Age Podcast, part of the Fansided Podcast Network. Now, please welcome your host, Adam Patrick.
All right, welcome to the Viking Age Podcast, the official podcast for thevikingage.com. I'm your host, Adam Patrick. I'm the editor and lead writer for The Viking Age. Before we get started today, make sure to follow The Viking Age on Twitter and Facebook. The site's username on Twitter is at The Viking Age, and you can follow the site's Facebook page by heading to facebook.com/TheVikingAge. All right, joining today's show is Jared Barsness. He writes for FranchiseTag.com. He also contributes to the Split Division podcast, but most importantly, he is a Vikings fan. I wanted to bring him on as part of a new set of episodes that we are doing called the TVA Fan Features, in which I will have Vikings fans on to find some more of their experience experiences as a fan over the years and why they root for the team. So welcome to the show, Jared.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. So as I mentioned, I'm going to ask you some questions about your Vikings fandom. So Jared, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, so at what age do you think you decided to be a Vikings fan?
So I've always liked the Vikings.
First off, let's say, what is your age right now?
I'm 20 right now.
You're 20. Okay. All right.
There. Yeah. But I've always liked the Vikings. I was born and raised in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. I've lived here all but 2 years of my life. I've always been a Vikings fan, but I never really got into them or like started watching the Vikings until I was probably 15. Mm-hmm. I think it was a 2015 season, because I remember specifically the very first game that I sat down and watched was that game against the Chiefs, where they won. Yep. They just squeaked by them that game. Of course, that was a horrible ending for that season. But
wow, that happened. I don't remember.
Very, very fitting season to start getting it.
Like, yes, definitely. Yes, very fitting. Yeah, I was introduced to them in the 98 season, so you know, obviously that was a very memorable ending to that year too. So what do you think your earliest Vikings memory is?
Earliest Viking memory, unfortunately, just because it was such a big game, my earliest memory has to be the NFC Championship game against the Saints. Yep. Because I didn't really pay attention to it a whole lot, but I remember my parents were watching it and just how angry they were throughout, like, all, because with all the stuff going on throughout the game and how mm-hmm. upset they were with how the Saints were playing that game.
Yep.
So I specifically remember that, and then of course the heartbreak at the end, which didn't break my heart because I didn't really care at the time.
Man, you were really introduced like to this team, like they just with a freight train, like they just came at you with everything, like gave you lots of hope and then took it right from out under you. Did you have any Vikings jerseys, you know, growing up or now, you know, maybe what was your first Vikings jersey if you had any?
So my first one, my parents gave me a Brad Johnson jersey.
Oh wow.
So I remember wearing that too. I was on my football team when I was in fourth grade. Our end of the season party was, we watched a Vikings game at someone's house, and I remember I wore that Brad Johnson jersey to the party. So that was my first one. I have an Anthony Barr jersey as well. Too small for me now, but I don't invest a lot of money into jerseys really, mm-hmm. just because I know I'm going to buy a jersey and then they're going to be off the team the next year. So it's,
yeah.
And they're expensive. So
Yes, they are. And then, yeah, you know, you learn as you go along, it's better to buy the jerseys of guys who have retired or, you know, aren't coming back, you know, get a Randy Moss jersey or a John Randall, you know, you're going to feel good about them. You're not going to get a Diggs jersey and then next year he's going to get traded to the Bills. So, that's good thinking by you. Is there any piece of Vikings clothing or maybe something else Vikings related that you obsessed over maybe when you were younger?
Ooh, I think, I don't know if I can really think of anything off the top of my head for that. I remember, for some reason, I remember a lot of like, we had Dante Culpepper's stuff. And we have, I remember my friends had like a bunch of Dante Culpepper stuff at their house.
Oh yeah.
And then we have a few, we have a Carter jersey in our basement. And then we have a, you know, Randy Moss jersey, if I'm remembering right, signed in our basement. So,
nice. Yeah, I was just going to ask you if you have any Vikings memorabilia. So
yeah,
that'd probably be it, right?
Yeah, we have that. And so my grandpa actually used to work on the sidelines of the game. So he's got, we got a, we have a game ball from one of the games, that he was able to get for us. A few other things, just a lot of cool stuff that, most people won't really get, to have. So
yeah, that's pretty cool. Have you ever been to a Vikings game, you know, and if so, you know, which, how many and which one was the most enjoyable?
So I've been to a handful of Vikings games. I've been to a few preseason games. Mm-hmm. Most memorable one for me was probably the Dallas Cowboys game on Thursday night a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Because it was just, again, like a heartbreaking finish because they got my hopes up at the end there.
2016.
Was it 2016?
It was Bradford and
yeah, it was Bradford because I remember he could not
he got hit on the last play
offensive
there.
Line could not protect him and yeah.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
TJ Clemmings was really a standout on that team.
That's weird.
So yeah, that's I never went to any games at the Metrodome because I was too young and my parents didn't want me to be.
That's probably good
at a Vikings game, especially at the Metrodome. But yeah, and then I mean, I haven't been to a lot of Vikings games. I was at the fourth preseason game back in 2017, I think it was, where Taylor Heinicke
touchdown
at the end there. That was the most exciting moment for a Vikings game that I've been at, and it was a preseason game in the fourth week.
Nice. That was, you know, that's pretty exciting. I remember watching that. I had to cover it, so obviously I remember watching it. Fun fact about me, I have been to some Vikings games, but I've never stepped foot in the state of Minnesota. I've never been to US Bank Stadium or anything. Yeah, people think that I'm like in Minnesota and I've never even been to the state. Like I'm from upstate New York, so I went to a couple Bills Vikings games and then and I live in San Diego now. So I'm not even close to being in Minnesota. Have you ever been to Vikings training camp?
No, I have not. I wanted to go last year, but obviously, you know, I have plans to this year though. I forgot to mention in the last segment there, I went to the Vikings game in Kansas City last year. I was thinking only in, US Bank Stadium.
Oh, you did?
I went to the Vikings in Kansas City last year as well, which was awesome.
So that was 2019, right?
That was 2020.
And Mahomes was hurt.
But yeah, I should have said 2 years ago. Mahomes was out that game. It was a good game.
It was disappointing.
It was fun tailgating, and Kansas City fans were cool.
Yeah, how's that stadium? I've heard great things about
it. It's awesome. It's really cool. And we got we sat on the second deck, which to me seemed like it would have been better than the lower deck just because
you got see
the
everything.
Best view out of everything. Yeah. And yeah, Kansas City fans were cool. It was cool because it seems like the Vikings fans show out at least one away game, like in crazy numbers. And that was that game last year. It was at least 50-50 for fans at that game. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, Vikings fans have a pretty good traveling fan base. I don't know. I think maybe that same year it was the Chargers game.
Yeah,
Chargers too. And like the whole stadium was just purple. Yeah,
it wasn't even a home game for the Chargers that game. No.
It never is anymore. And the people that I interact with in San Diego, don't feel bad for them. So let's see. You mentioned you've been to preseason games, but like if you don't go, do you watch the preseason games?
Yeah, I do. I'm just at that point, I'm just so excited for football and I'm craving any sort of football that I possibly can. So I usually watch as many preseason games, not even just the Vikings, as I can, just because I want to watch some football.
Right. Yeah. I think everyone gets that excitement. You know, you get there, it comes on and get the first couple series, and then, you know, you're like, Oh yeah, this is preseason. That's why it's not exciting. Football. You're like, if there's no touchdown on the first couple drives, you're like, oh boy, it's gonna be a long game.
Yeah.
So what's the most money you've ever spent on something Vikings related? So it could be like clothing, game tickets, memorabilia.
So here's a thing about me: I don't spend money. Like, okay. I save a lot of money.
That's good though.
I'm trying to think honestly. Like, oh man,
it could be something small. It could be like a hat or something.
Honestly, probably, I probably never spent more than like $80 on something. I'd say probably my bar jersey, I did not get the normal way.
Right. Oh, where'd you get it now? I can take a guess. So what was a time when the Vikings, I mean, it's probably going to be hard to narrow this down to one, but when was a time that they made you angry?
Ooh. I was really, really angry with the Seattle game this past year.
4th and 2?
I was so pissed off.
Did you want them to go to kick the field goal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That pissed me off. You know, the Eagles game, the NFC Championship game, I was just like, I wasn't even mad at that one. I was just like disappointed. Yeah. Like, how can you show up like that? I mean, I was kind of mad at the Chiefs game just because they lost, and then you have you're in the opposing stadium.
Yeah.
And you got all Matt the Moore. Other fans that are that too. And you got all the fans that are excited around you. And I'm not excited.
Did you wear Vikings gear to that game?
Oh yeah. Yep, absolutely. Yep. It was funny because we were tailgating. We have friends who they tailgate at all the Vikings games. Mm-hmm. And they have season tickets, and so they have this flag that they had us they let us take with us, mm-hmm. and it's got a Vikings flag on it. We put it up, and so the top flag is a Vikings flag, mm-hmm. and the second flag says "You're in Vikings country," and we're mm-hmm. like, "Well, that I don't know if that really fits here, but we'll leave it up anyways." So we didn't realize that was on there until we put the flag up, so we just left it up there anyways. Oh, wow.
Well, whatever. So on the flip side, when did the Vikings, this is probably going to be the same answer for everyone I do this with, but when did the Vikings give you the most joy?
Oh, okay. So I know what the answer to your thing is. It's going to be the Minneapolis Miracle.
Yeah.
So I'll try and think of something different. I could make a bunch of people mad and say when they signed Kirk Cousins, which that did make me super happy. I was really pulling for them to do that when he became a free agent. I liked him with Washington. Mm-hmm. I really liked him with Washington. Actually, I'd be a Kirk Cousins fan if he wasn't a Viking, honest to God. So that was one moment.
Don't tell that to anyone. Don't say that out loud.
I know that's like a basically swearing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, probably Kirk Cousins when they signed him made me really happy.
Good. They him beating the Saints probably was good, and the playoffs was enjoyable.
Yes. Anytime the Saints lose is enjoyable.
Oh, for sure. How long does it take for you to get over a Vikings loss?
I guess it depends on how bad it is. The Seattle game, I was pissed off the entire week.
The whole week?
Yeah, I was just, I couldn't get over it. I was like, because they had it in their hands and they just blew it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it depends on the game. Most of the time, usually the next day I'll be fine. But something like the Seattle game, I was so upset with that one. Tennessee game made me mad too.
Just those
little, like very small margin losses are the ones that are the worst. Like the Atlanta game, I wasn't even that upset about just because it was like I didn't have hope. After you knew
that was over. That was over immediately.
Yeah. That first interception, like, great, this is going to go well.
So, do you get nervous before Vikings games? You're going to get down to watch?
Every single one.
Really?
I'm nervous and I'm excited for every single one, but it's like, because I hate losing in anything.
Right.
Like, I'm the most competitive person I know. So just the idea of losing, just not a fan of it. So I get nervous before every game.
Yeah, I feel like I used to be like that. And then same thing with just staying mad after losses. But as you get older, and I have kids now, and I just, it makes things a lot easier to deal with. You realize, you know, there's other things more important in the world to worry about than the Vikings losing.
Yeah.
I'm still not happy about it when it happens, but you know, it's definitely not like affecting my mood like it used to. Cause I used to be like where I'd just be like grumpy and stuff for the whole week. You know, if they lose a close game. So do you have a favorite food or drink that you like to have while you watch a Vikings game?
Let me think. Chicken wings are always good.
Yeah.
You can never go wrong with chicken wings.
What flavors?
Ooh. Buffalo is really good. Garlic Parmesan. Yep. Those are probably the top two. Or like a nice blackened chicken wing with just like blackened seasoning on it.
Mm-hmm.
Chili's good because during the winter time.
Oh yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, those would be probably the top two. I pretty much only drink water, so I'm not very exciting in that category. But, yeah.
I drink sparkling water, so, you know.
I can't do sparkling water.
No?
No.
All right. Which current or former Vikings player would you love to see a documentary about?
Ooh. Well, I'd say John Randall just because he's crazy, but there's already
a 30 for 30
on him or football life. Yeah.
Yep. You can make a different one.
Who they haven't done anything about yet.
So we've seen what? Randy Moss.
Yeah.
Because he has a 30 for 30.
John Randall.
I think Chris Carter has a football life too.
I already know the entire Adam Thielen story. We hear that like every other week.
I've never heard that before. I don't know what you're talking about.
You know that he had a $500 scholarship to Minnesota State?
Yeah, no.
Mankato?
No.
Did
he sell dental equipment? I don't remember.
I think so. I think that's what happened. Oh, man. I'm trying to think of someone who would be like just...
It could
like,
be current,
quite
too.
...quite the character. I think... Ooh... Demetrius Underwood, just cause like, I feel like that would make a really interesting documentary just to see like his come up in college and how he was such a high prospect and everything. And then just like what happened when he got into the league, to like just derail his career. I feel like that'd be an interesting, story to, watch a documentary on.
That's it's very interesting that you say that because that's something I've always wanted to dive in deeper and find more about, you know, as a writer and even possibly do like one of those documentary style podcasts on you know, trying to find like where he is these days, like what he's up to. Cause he just kind of disappeared.
Yeah, you never hear anything.
Thin air. And I don't think a lot of people, at least people maybe more your age, know about him. Like they always think of when people bring up Vikings draft bus, he's hardly ever brought up. There are people like Treadwell,
it's usually Troy Williamson.
Yeah, or Christian Ponder. And I'm like, Demetrius Underwood didn't even practice and he was in the he was drafted in the first round. And there's a lot of different things about him too as well. Like when he was at Michigan State, Nick Saban was his head coach. So there's a lot of interesting things about him. You know, that happened the year after the 98 season. There's just a lot of interesting things. So that's very interesting you say that because that's something that I've personally always been interested in finding out about more. So yeah, I agree with you on that one. Has there ever been a time where you ever thought about giving up on the Vikings and rooting for a new team?
Never. That'll never happen. Unless they move the Vikings out of the state.
Yeah.
There's no way that I would never consider cheering for a different team. Cause I see other people who do that kind of stuff. And I'm like, come on. I could never, I'm too invested at this point. And you know, there's no way that I can't see myself cheering for a different team, even though they break my heart constantly.
Yeah. I feel like I saw a bunch of, I don't know if they're playing around with like maybe a bunch of Bears fans after they signed Andy Dalton. They're like, oh, I guess I'm a Vikings fan well, now. Cause
one of my friends did that. Yeah, I kind of recruited him, honestly. He's like, I need a different team. I've become a Vikings fan. He's like, okay.
Yeah, so. I mean, I can't imagine if you're a fan of a team and they're going after Andy Dalton as their top quarterback. It just it's kind of just like a kick in the stomach.
Well, and that's the thing is like with the Bears, like it doesn't even seem like they're trying. It is a complete joke of a franchise where like I get the Vikings have never won a Super Bowl before. They choke all the time, but they're like historically one of the most competitive teams. I mean, they're always in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think they have the most wins of any non-Super Bowl winning team.
Yeah, most playoff appearances. I think they're like fifth in playoff appearances or something. So I mean, they're always a competitive team. It's very rare where you see them go a long period of time where they're just not good. So they're fun to watch, and it's good to know that they got good owners that are willing to invest as much money as necessary to make the team better.
For all those people that want maybe the Vikings to tank, and they're like, oh, we can be terrible for a couple of years, and I'm like, it doesn't really work that way, because if you're bad for a couple years, nobody wants to sign with you. Who's mm-hmm. going to come and help you to like make you better? It doesn't work out that way. As easy as some people think, where you just, if this isn't the NBA where you just tank and you can get like one or two guys and your whole team's better. It's just doesn't work.
Look at like the New York Jets or like the Cleveland Browns are just now becoming good after
20 years,
like almost 20 years, and it's like. Miami Dolphins are maybe they might be good. I mean, they still have to hit on all these draft picks that they have. But you get these teams that are perennial losers that are picking in the top five, top 10 every mm-hmm. single year. There's a reason that they're picking mm-hmm. in that spot because no one wants to counter them. They have a loser culture.
Jaguars.
Jaguars. Who wants to play for a team who only loses?
Right. Well, I mean, nowadays, if you give people enough money, they'll come play for you. But
then you're setting.
But then they want to get traded. Trail. Then they're like Jalen Ramsey and stuff. They want to get traded out of there. So doesn't really at the end of the day, it doesn't even really matter, you know, how much you pay these guys. Like look at Deshaun Watson. He got paid and he wants to get out of there. But there's a whole other bunch of stuff going on with him right now. We don't need to get into that. So who are the four Vikings you would put on your own personal Mount Rushmore? And they can only be on there if they have played on the team since you were born. The last 20 years.
All right. Randy Moss, obviously.
Yep.
Adrian Peterson.
Okay.
I think can't mess this up.
It's okay if you do.
I think I gotta go defense now. I feel like let's say Harrison Smith.
Yep.
And then let's go with if Dante Culpepper was stay good for a while, but I can't go with him.
There's a guy who almost broke the single season sack record who used to play for the Vikings.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'd probably put Griffin in there.
Over Jared Allen?
Oh, yeah, I totally slipped my mind. Yeah, Jared Allen. It totally slipped my mind. I'm like, I have the same name too. Jared Allen, definitely.
So Moss, Peterson.
Moss,
Allen,
Peterson, Smith, and Allen.
That's pretty good. I like that. I can deal with that. Is there anything you would change about the Vikings? You know, maybe their uniform, the stadium, fight song, traditions, you know, anything you'd change about them?
I love their colors, and mm-hmm. I love the whole skull chant and everything. Stadium obviously is amazing. Mm-hmm. Maybe some of the fans. Can I do that? Can I just swap out like half of the fans for like fans who actually hope for success?
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah, there are people out there who it seems like they cannot be happy with anything that mm-hmm. the team does, no matter how much money they spend or don't spend.
Let me swap out those people. That's what I change.
Okay. That's fair enough. I'm fine with that. Which three NFL teams do you enjoy rooting against the most?
Oh, Packers and Saints.
Yeah.
Top two for sure. It used to be the Patriots, but I mean, not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore.
Just because they're not good right now. Let me think, man. I think maybe the Cowboys, just because their fans are annoying.
I was going to throw the Eagles in there.
Oh, Eagles too. Eagles will probably be over the Cowboys.
It's weird for, like, because as much as the Vikings lose, like, every year they lose to the Seahawks, like, I still, like, I don't have a problem with the Seahawks.
Don't have disdain for the Seahawks.
No, because, like, they're good. They're, like, they're always good. They're respectable.
Yeah.
I don't feel like they're cocky about it or anything.
They have good fans. I like Russell Wilson. He's kind of he's very much like Kirk Cousins in his personality.
Yes, he might be
he might be goofier than Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. Wow, hot take right there.
Yeah, which is hard to believe. But, I mean, you know, you get these videos of Kirk Cousins singing in college and stuff, but then you have whatever weird video that was.
Underrated singer, by the way.
Kirk Cousins is
pretty good.
Playing Shut Up and Dance.
Yeah, he's not bad. So, player specific then, which three NFL players do you enjoy rooting against the most?
Marshawn Lattimore.
Wow, that's very specific.
I'm totally blanking on his name right now. Packers cornerback.
Yep, I know who you're talking about.
Totally can't think of his name right now.
Hold on.
So his first name starts with a J. we'll get back to him. But Packers cornerback, Jair Alexander.
Yep.
Packers fans are really annoying with him.
I really liked him coming out of college too, and I was kind of sad the Vikings.
And he's good, but it's just
he is good.
Packers fans annoy me talking about him. And then Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas is pretty easy to root against.
Michael Thomas and his squeaky voice.
Kind of a whiny player. Juju Smith-Schuster too. I like cheering against Juju.
Really?
Because his Fortnite dances.
He's a little too happy for you.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying. My favorite thing is like he posts his dances before the video or before the games and stuff.
Yeah, then they lose.
Sucks. Yeah. So that fuels my
what do you think Mike Zimmer would say to that?
that would not last for Vikings. Absolutely not. No way.
He'd be like, "What's this? Juju's doing some Tic Tac stuff or whatever."
We need to get Mike Zimmer doing some TikTok dances.
Oh boy, he's got some younger daughters. Maybe they can get him to do that.
Yeah.
Was there ever a player that you wished played for the Vikings?
It's a good question.
There's a lot to choose from, I guess.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think of someone right now who I would. JJ Watt's a cool person. I wouldn't have hated that. And he was, we'll see how he does now, but he was an absolute stud.
Are you someone who wants Larry Fitzgerald?
Fitzgerald. I would love Larry Fitzgerald to play for the Vikings. At this point, it seems unlikely, but it would be awesome if he would come to Minnesota for a year.
Yeah, it seems to make sense, but. And I've talked to some people closer to the Cardinals or followed them over the year that he just really likes money. So I don't think that he's going to sign with a team like the Vikings, who's probably not going to be able to give him what he wants.
Oh, no, definitely not. And they shouldn't. I mean, Larry Fitzgerald is a good one. I'd probably say those two for now.
Yeah, because we had, you know, we had Brett Favre. We had a bunch of other... Adrian Peterson, you know, obviously he was there. So say a young kid comes up to you and tells you they're considering being a Vikings fan. So what would you tell them?
Well, I'd tell them
Are you sure? Are you sure about that?
I mean, I warn them what they're getting themselves into.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like it's very unethical not to. I mean, it's just downright mean to not warn someone. You know, you're gonna
playing with fire
with this team. This team's gonna break your heart a lot. But at the same time, I mean, amazing stadium. A winning culture, great fans for the most part. but yeah, I mean, I would totally encourage becoming a Vikings fan, and we always room for more.
Oh yeah, for sure.
On the ship, as long as you're not,
as long as you don't have a Batman logo as your Twitter.
Exactly. As long as you don't have a Batman logo or a Harrison Smith picture, that you're not Harrison Smith.
All right. I will end on this. Will you cry when the Vikings win the Super Bowl?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. There's just no way. Like, just if I'm a huge Twins fan, obviously. Yeah. You can see. I would cry if the Twins won. Honestly,
But they've won before.
But I wasn't alive.
Yeah, that's true.
I have yet to get to. I'm not a big basketball person.
When the Lynx won the WNBA championship?
I don't watch the Lynx and I don't watch the Timberwolves. I do not like basketball. But so like the teams that I like watch religiously, mm-hmm. I haven't got to experience championship out of them yet. So I would cry if any of them won.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be hard. You know, not to whenever that happens for most people. But that's going to do it for us today. Thank you, Jared, for coming on. Where can people find you on Twitter?
You can find me at Jared Bars NFL. It's J-A-R-E-D, just because a lot of people spell it differently. And then B-A-R-S and then NFL.
All right. Thank you for coming on. This was this fun little chat we had. Make sure to follow the Viking Age on Twitter and Facebook. Subscribe to the podcast on the Apple Podcast app. Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. But until next time, we will talk to you later.